Okay, so I'm here with Eric, Sean, Josh, Jason, Jenny, and Al from The Heavy Guilt. They have a show coming up, so I have a few questions for Al and Bear. And let's get started. So the first question I have is, I know you guys are going into the studio in a couple of weeks or right after Thanksgiving, so can you tell me a little bit about the new album? What do you have planned?
It's top secret.
Top secret.
let's see, we got 12 songs that we're going to go record. We've been playing maybe about a third of them live, and then the rest of them no one's really heard yet. And I think the basic goal is to combine like the sound quality from our first album, because we did a really nice studio, with the kind of raw and like live feel of the second record. And yeah, it's a great album. It's got a lot of real nice dynamics, and I cannot wait to do that.
How did those songs come to be? Like, one of my questions is, how was the Heavy Guilt song born, or who's the primary songwriter?
Usually it's Josh.
Well, song to song is different.
Okay.
Al is a lyricist, so he writes everything. And we all contribute our own parts. But as far as a song I would come up with, I usually sit with Al's lyrics and make the song.
Okay.
But other people have different processes. So like Sean, he'll come up with like the tune, and then Al will put words to it, or maybe Al has words written and he'll fit to it. I'm not sure how Eric does it.
Kind of just depends.
But I mean,
live with Al, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that we all kind of have our own approaches. But as far as let's say the basic skeleton that I would bring to the table, everyone lays out their own parts, and that's their own creation. If something hits with someone, then we usually like will lock into that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, for the most part, it's trial and error after the song is kind of given to the band.
You mentioned that, Sean, you come up with a melody. So are you guys all just working at your own homes on pieces of music, and then you guys come together on Wednesday nights or something? And
Tuesday nights
we rehearse. A lot of times when we're doing the writing process, like sometimes Al and myself will be able to kind of hang out during the week, and we might, you know, sketch some things out. He might have some lyrics. He might have like a song that he's like, dude, this is a great song, or it's a great band. And he's kind of opened a lot of doors, and Josh, and just being with everybody since being in this band, like, we just listen to a lot more music together, and then just kind of like crack out on whatever band or whatever idiom we're listening to, and then just kind of write songs based on our moods that come from that, maybe.
I like how you said that you crack out to just the current band that you're listening
sure,
to.
Yeah.
And when I first heard you guys, which I'm sad to say was just a few weeks ago at your Halloween party, I immediately sensed there was like a multi-layered, multi-faceted sound to your songs. It was heavy, for lack of a better word, just really lots of influences coming in, it seems like. So do you mind talking a little bit about that? What are your primary influences, or who are your primary influences? And do you guys ever fight about them?
I think everyone has their own influences.
Yeah, we could go.
And that's what's cool about our band is, you know, like we have some jazz heavies in the group, and so just having that influence. And then they have like their, there's too many like things to talk about, you know?
So you said some jazz heavies in the band.
Yeah, we have like some jazz heads and like just some all around, like Al Howard listens to everything probably.
As I've seen on Facebook.
We all have like pretty.
Slightly different, but
yeah.
Overlapping.
Yes.
I mean,
so I imagine that even the jazz heads amongst you agree with the more rock guys. Who's the one that maybe is less? Who has the more? Well, maybe it's you, Al. Diverse musical tastes.
Like I would say, like lyrically, I listen to a lot of Townes Van Zandt, Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, and even like from a stranger or different vantage points, some of the like older mid-90s hip-hop like Company Flow and,
okay.
and A$AP Rock, Big Old Planets, Black Star, just stuff like that, just to get different perspectives lyrically. And I'd say like for having like, you know, Jason and Sean play a lot of jazz, Mm-hmm. And it just gives them like a wider palette to paint with, mm-hmm. you know? So it's awesome to just have that kind of color in our bands, like, you know,
yeah, Crayola jazz, box. The jazz, you know? Is a nice meeting place to kind of learn right. everything and then unlearn it all. And like, we might be jazz heavies per se, yeah. but like, since I joined this band, like my taste has changed like polar opposite, like definitely. Like I was definitely kind of a jazz Nazi when okay. I joined this band and when we originally were going to do the recording project. Then I like something just kind of woke up that was lying dormant for a long time. Yeah. And just they've given me so much music, with like Eric and Al and Josh and even Jenny a little bit, you know, just
pretty good.
Yeah, because Jason and I, we've been together for 100 years, so we're the jazz guys in the band.
Okay.
You know, it's only by on paper.
Yeah.
You know, really,
but the funny thing is that we met, even though we've got the jazz background, we met playing in a rock band in college.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like we exclusively stick to one style, or obviously, because we're playing in this particular group. And my own personal roots is that, you know, I'm heavily influenced by bluegrass. I played a lot of that before I ever went off to college and studied jazz. So the Americana side of what this band does and the more acoustic and folk side of things really kind of hits close to home with me, and I like, you know, incorporating that into what we do.
Sounds great.
I think it's like important too, because like jazz has its technicalities and complexities, but you can have like a folk song that can be like just real simple, you know, a couple chords and
right.
sparse vocals, and it can hit someone with the same potency. Mm-hmm. So I feel like our band tries to like balance those things out. You know what I mean? And it gives us like a nice dynamic range and a lot of room to like play around within those two
yeah.
formats, you know.
And I think it comes out in your music. Now, Eric, who are some of your influences or things that you listened to that were pretty influential?
I mean, I'm a huge Dylan fan, and I also like a lot of the 70s and 90s rock bands like Nirvana and Soundgarden. The Who and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And so, Jenny, are you also a rock 1990s? Since we were talking about reading biographies,
somewhat. I'm a little bit younger.
Okay.
No.
Oh, good. Say that again.
I
rub
was
it in.
10 in the 90s. A little bit younger. I mean, I grew up in the 90s.
Okay.
So, for sure, the 90s had an influence on me, but. I can't say anything either without being teased just a little bit.
I can understand.
Go ahead, say it. She likes Billy Joel.
It works. I do really like Billy Joel.
You know what? You're not. I'm not even kidding. I think.
Is that a question? Do you like Billy Joel?
Look at that.
It's all towards
the end of the list.
Wow.
There you go. So we're talking about lots of bands, and so I have this kind of a maybe bad habit. Whenever I hear a new band, I always say to myself, I always compare. Oh, they remind me of so and so. And I'd be happy to tell you who you guys remind me of. But who have you guys heard from other people? Has anybody ever said, oh, you sound a lot like...
I'll tell you something weird, man. Like, 3 or 4 different people have said that Eric reminds them of Michael Stipe vocally. And
ooh.
I cannot hear it,
okay.
like, at all.
Because I have, you know? I have someone that you remind me
which
of.
Which makes
but...
me happy. Okay. Like Michael Stipe,
I think, like,
but...
maybe Mark Lanigan or...
Some people have come up and said, like, Ray... Ray
LaMontagne.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But not necessarily
but like more like handsome. Like a handsomer Ray.
Ray is a handsome man.
Is he not? So Ray LaMontagne and
I mean every you know as a, when you're in a band when you're in a band
Black somebody said
some Black Eyed Peas.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
we're wrong. We're like we're right there.
Yes. What was that? Your backyard?
Was that there or was it Flex? Your neighbors?
Was it my neighbor? No, Wilco definitely.
Yeah. Whoever that person's favorite band is, they're
right.
like, ah, oh, you remind me of this.
Yeah, you're like, no, we don't.
Yeah, Oingo Boingo. It's like, really?
Oingo Boingo.
Well, you guys, your vocals remind me of, do you know Paul Weller?
Nice.
Yes.
Oh,
so
jam?
Maybe tonight when you're singing in the shower, you'll be like, I do sound like Paul Weller.
He does sing in the shower. I live there. I can hear it.
See, there you go.
Because it carries. Now you hear that shit.
Practice events.
So you guys, your vocals remind me of Paul Weller. When I was first listening to In the Blood, I was like, who do they remind me of? Who does his voice remind me of? And I'm like, ah, that's it, Paul Weller.
Nice.
So, and then I think some of your other songs reminded me a little bit of the Irish group, The Frames, Glenn Hansard. So a little bit of Glenn Hansard there.
Oh, okay.
So,
see that. He's good.
Cool. I don't know.
Handsome Hansard.
Well, great. You've been performing a lot in San Diego, so your show is coming up here at... the Seven Grand. I forgot where we were. And that show is on Friday the 30th. And you've also played at the Casbah. You're coming up for another show at the Belly Up in December. What are some of your favorite performing memories?
There's something about the Casbah that's just like, I don't know. So many, like, my favorite or our favorite acts have, like, played there. It's just like a history on that stage. Anytime we, like, have a set there, it's just, I don't know, you just, like, it's like A-game time. It's just a lot of energy and, like, a feeling, and, like, it really, really comes across.
That place brings it out of you.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it partly because the audience is right there, like, inches away from you? Is it?
Well, I was going to say that reason, the whistle stop is, like, one of the places. Because you're on floor level, there's nothing there. Like, people are, like, literally, like, touching my keyboard or leaning up to my keyboard or, like, knocking myself off into my lap.
Just like kidney stone there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's another. I like that place for that reason.
Is that off the record? I'm sorry.
I'm sure we'll edit this interview a little.
Right, actually.
Yeah, that was insane.
But, no, that's,
he played
that's one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
I love playing that.
And in terms of performance, what are some of your favorite songs to perform right now as a group? I imagine that changes all the time, but right now, what is the one song that you just are happy to get to in the set?
Thoughts.
Oh, two votes for that?
Yeah, I would probably vote for that. Pretty much any of the new songs.
Uh-huh.
And when they're brand new, it's more exciting.
Any specific reason why that one?
I think...
You played well.
It kind of showcases
it's a good song.
Our dynamics and like
it gets you.
It's simple. It all gives us all a lot of room to breathe. I think when that song comes on, we know we're gonna kill it.
Yeah. And that song, the new album coming out, or the one that you're gonna start recording.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So it's called Thoughts.
We're doing like a pre-release CD, and I think you know more about it than I do, but there's an acoustic CD that you get, right?
Yeah.
That has
thoughts
on
any
it.
Any of the... Yeah, we recorded a few songs acoustic for a podcast, and we're releasing those with some outtakes from the last album and some other stuff for people that do pre-order for the next album.
Okay.
Help us pay for things.
Sounds good.
Help
us
make the next album.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I imagine you're going to tour next year after the album comes out, perhaps?
Some touring.
And my question is, who would you love to tour with? Doesn't matter, like, how famous, how not famous, who...
It really have to be, like...
The Grateful Dead. Josh
really?
Says the Grateful
really?
Dead.
Josh, like, really? 1972.
Edit that out.
No.
Edit that out.
No, okay. First thought. That's on the record.
The first thing was going to be Wilco.
Dr. Dog. That's mine.
That'd be cool.
Dr. Dog.
Come on.
Wilco.
They're way too happy. I love Dr. Dog, but Wilco.
I'd say Wilco or the Growlers.
Okay. Wow, interesting. Great.
Jason? Radiohead would be fun.
Okay, if you guys tour with Radiohead, can I, like, come with you?
Because
the Radiohead's my second favorite band.
That's my first favorite.
Okay.
Beatles and Radiohead,
Okay.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard. Sometimes it's the Beatles, sometimes Radiohead. And you and Eric, you vote for maybe Wilco, maybe
Eric. Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. Oh. Okay, oh, nice.
So I'm gonna go out with Tom Waits.
Very good.
Like that.
Good one. Good one.
Right.
It's a good one. Yeah. Okay, so if Wilco, Radiohead, Tom Waits are tuning into this interview,
let's go.
Well, we'll do it. Okay. Couple of last questions. What are your thoughts on social media? You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. Is it great business? To promote the band, or is it a necessary evil? What are your thoughts on social media?
Dude, I've gotten so many gigs out of Facebook and just, like, new fans, and I don't know, it's just a nice way to keep people up to date as to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's, like, people want to interact with the band. Like we were talking about earlier, you know, the nice thing about local music is you can actually, like, know your musicians and, like, you know, be friends with them even, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that social media even, like, lessens the degrees of separation with that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a really important tool, especially with, like, music happening at our level.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. And who's the main contributor of that? Does somebody have the role as the Facebook poster or the Twitter person for the day or for the week?
Who is our Twitter person?
We don't know who our Twitter person is.
We're all too old to tweet.
Sean and Al are like, on top of Facebook.
Yeah.
As far as their own personal lives and for their, you know, their bands and their other projects. So.
Okay.
I'm the worst. I like Instagram.
I love Instagram.
I like that better. I don't have to say anything. Just take a photo and post it.
I think no talking. Facebook is wonderful. However, lately it seems like there's a lot of boundaries that go on are placed on bands without investing money. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of faux personalities that exist. So I think that's what leads to it. It kind of becomes an abandoned amusement park, kind of like MySpace did.
Sure.
And I just hope that like a lot of people need to realize that there's more to life than Facebook, even though I find myself personally just kind of like just hustling within the confines of Facebook. And there's a whole other world out there where people don't use that.
Sure.
So we need to find another way to do that. That's one thing that
you
I've
got to get out there and like talk to people too.
Well, that, like, exactly, definitely.
Yeah. Shaking hands, hugging babies, that type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, hanging out, having a beer or whatever. That just whatever, just hanging out with
more,
someone.
Like,
making a
like
personal
Facebook
contact.
Become so commonplace, the less impact they have.
Exactly, that makes sense.
Working at a record store, man, I talk to people about music all the time, and like always do a little shameless self promotion, you know.
Yeah.
But like I believe in the music that we're putting out there, so I don't feel like it's shameless, you know. But it's nice that those entities still exist a little bit, you know, and it's a nice way to like share what's going on musically. It's a good place for it's a community, you know, like anything else.
Sounds good. And then my last question before my official last question is I want to know, how did you come up with your name, The Heavy Guilt? Maybe it's out there somewhere and I didn't do my research, but who, what, the story behind that?
That's me.
So you're responsible, Al?
I wanted to call us the Guilt.
The
Guilt. But there was like some like Las Vegas metal band that was like The Guilt. And even though they were like a metal band, I still thought our shit was heavier than theirs.
Yeah.
You know, just like just the gravitas.
Yeah.
Like our morose
you were
music,
heavier,
you know? Our shit was heavier. So I was like, dude, we're heavier than
the
Heavy Guilt.
The Heavy Guilt,
you know?
Perfect.
And it just sounded the right amount of syllables.
Sounds good.
Looks good on a t-shirt.
Okay, so now Jenny and I know what's coming up next, but this is a little game that I play with all the bands. I'm just going to name off some artists, and then you guys can say thumbs up or thumbs down, and I'm not going to necessarily say who likes or dislikes the artist. It's just like the majority. The majority of the band.
Not good.
No?
When I find out Sean likes the Pet Shop Boys.
Then it's all over. Then Sean needs to find another band.
Another
That's
going to
fuck my life up, dude.
So I think I already know the answers to some of these because they've been already mentioned in the interview. But so we're ready? So then after I see like hands up, I'll just say, okay, the majority of the band dislikes or likes. Okay, so the first band, the Black Keys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so unanimous yes. Everybody
up.
Loves.
Oh,
thumbs up, buzzers, yeah. everybody loves the Black Keys. How about Alicia Keys?
Oh, I like Alicia Keys.
Okay.
I mean, I
can't, but we only got two votes there.
I can't say that I love everything about
I
it, but she.
I think
she's
anything about her in particular,
she's super
but
talented.
I can't say I don't like her.
I would take her out to
like
dinner.
Yeah.
You take her out to dinner?
Yeah, sure.
I'm biased too, because
I would
love her, and my daughter loves her, and I play piano.
Oh, see, there you go.
She's a. Player, so.
Is
like
your daughter a singer?
Jack White,
so. Well, she's three, but yeah, she has been singing.
See, there you
been
go.
Recording her. It's
Dude, can I write some lyrics for her?
Dude, she's on it.
It's kind of awesome.
Will she be here on Friday, on November 30th? Okay, good. So we only had two votes for Alicia Keys, and they were a vote of yes. I'm going
so
to say the others are probably not. Okay, majority does not like Alicia Keys. Elvis Costello.
Woo.
Okay, majority yes. Actually, unanimous yes. Wilco, unanimous yes. They love Wilco. Nick Drake. Yeah, okay, great. Actually, I. So that's majority yes.
So far, we like
all the white
people.
So far, we like all the white people.
The best.
Hole. Well, majority.
I have to say yes.
Dude, live through this, man. Come on.
Early
man.
On
awesome.
In my drumming career, I drummed to a lot of Hole.
I feel like there's a joke in there somewhere.
So I'm gonna just by the hands I see raised, I'm gonna say not
really.
The majority.
I did just watch a documentary, but more because they were all train wrecks.
True.
Train wrecks. Never fucked with Live Through This.
Not really.
Wow.
Damn, dude, that's like such a good '90s album. I think Kurt Cobain wrote it because it sounds like a Nirvana record.
Yeah,
man.
Lenny Kravitz.
I like the one song. I built this garden for you. I love that song, man. It's like my guilty pleasure. Don't tell anyone in the band.
I saw him in the Beverly Hills Hotel once.
Ooh.
And he was barefoot.
I like James, and he still looked like a douchebag.
I like anything before 1996 of his. Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna take a majority no on that one because there's only two positive reviews.
No.
Okay. You can be completely
Jenny
honest.
Jenny used the word douchebag. Mm-hmm.
How about Duran Duran?
Oh, dude, this is a trick question because I grew up with four older sisters and I grew up in the 80s, so I listened to a lot of Duran Duran.
Did you like it?
So I'm going to say majority no on that one.
I remember liking a lot of the bands from that era, but not necessarily Duran Duran. I couldn't name a song.
Oh, sure, no. You could. Rio.
Oh, yeah, that is Duran Duran.
See? How's that song go?
I just heard it, by the way, over at Sips, the vegetarian place.
Oh, I like
it. Yeah, Hungry Like the Wolf. Save a Prayer, New Moon on Monday, The Reflex.
Reflux?
Like the Reflux. No, that would have been better.
I can relate to that one.
They were definitely around in my formative years. I was a huge product of MTV. And right. That's probably why I play guitar. And Duran Duran's videos were always awesome. Very colorful, lots of women. And it was cool.
Yeah. Lots of women, lots of jungles.
Yes.
Exactly. Van Morrison. Okay, finally. Well, not unanimous, but majority yes.
Fuck? Well, it's...
Put your hand up.
Is your hand broke?
He has to play Brown Eyed Girl every week. I have to play his hits on a regular basis with other groups that I could care less.
Okay. Dude, Astral Weeks, if you listen to that shit, come on. I'm not saying I don't like them.
I'm just saying that I'm not going to go out and listen to any... Buy any albums anytime soon.
Sounds good. But the majority of the band says yes. Norah Jones.
Oh, yeah. I like Norah. Okay. She's cool.
So that's a tie, I'm thinking. That's a tie. Okay.
You know, I don't like that Danger Mouse album, though. You like that shit.
I listen to it in a noisy shop with headphones.
Dude, watching her sing Jolene.
I didn't mind it at the time, but I haven't listened to it since. So I couldn't... Can't give you an honest answer there, but I do like Norah Jones.
She's got some Shankar in her. She's cool.
She's got half a Shankar.
She's got like the craziest voice.
Awesome. I would like her. I'd like if the music was better because I really like her voice a lot.
Yeah. Billy Joel. I know one person's gonna say yay, Billy Joel.
You know what?
I always
use a quote of his, and the quote's. Like, rock music made him sloppy. He always says, rock music made me sloppy as a piano player. And I always use that with people. Mm-hmm. So, I still don't like him. Okay. But I use that quote.
So, majority clearly no for Billy Joel.
I will say,
I like
though,
Jenny, though,
that I think there's a tiny little bit of lying going on.
Mm.
Well,
we all like piano.
I like Billy Joel as much as I like...
I was talking about Josh Rice.
I like that song you sent me. That one time.
I like the Stranger album.
Yeah,
there's a great guitar player on that album.
Like that album. That's
who's the guitar player?
Hiram Bullock.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Sounds good. I'll look it up for sure. I'm pretty sure how this one's going to go, but the Pet Shop Boys.
Not enough songs to care.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's just not enough songs. It's a sin. Maybe it's a good song.
Don't they dance?
They don't dance, I don't think. I think they stand.
Wear long coats.
Yeah.
Remember we saw that? You were flipping through the channels. There was like, they were playing at some festival. It was atrocious.
They were dancing?
I thought people were dancing.
People were dancing, but I don't think they danced.
Yeah, no, they do like dancing music, right?
They would definitely dance hall hits, for sure.
Yeah.
So for sure, that's a unanimous no for the Pet Shop Boys. The White Stripes?
Yeah.
Okay, unanimous yes. Sting?
With the Police?
Well, no, that, I know. I left out the Police, just Sting. Dream of the Blue Turtles. No.
I don't like any of it, so they should.
I like Fortress or If I Could Build a Fortress. Is that the name of
that song? If I Could Build a Fortress.
No, I think you're thinking about... I think Fortress, yeah.
If I Built This Fortress.
Yes. Yes, Fortress, that is a good one. And the last one, I'm looking over here. I actually should change this. I'll say Billie Holiday. I changed it. Okay, so unanimous yes.
Okay,
I was going to say Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, well, then I would have been like that.
Oh, so then eight hands.
Like,
I like Ella Fitzgerald more than I like Billie Holiday.
Ah, interesting. So that's what I was going to ask. Is there one over the other?
Definitely. I really like Betty Carter.
So different.
Mm. She's a wonderful singer. She's my favorite.
She's your best favorite.
Other than Astrid Gilberto. But that's like a different time zone.
Different time and different country. And And that's it. That's the interview. I kind of feel like you should ask me some questions because I've just asked you guys
so
many.
You know so much about us.
But I'll stop now.